Burger Rain, John. Burger Rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hello, everybody. It is, I don't know, Tuesday, March 26th.
No, it's Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is that when we do it now?
Yeah.
My Jesus.
I don't even know what day it is.
Nope. Right. It's the 26th, so that's what the computer tells me.
Yeah, it's 26th. It's Monday.
Monday, March 26th.
Gotcha.
Tuesday is when I do the news.
Oh, that's right.
You and then Wednesday is when I relax.
When you rest.
And this Wednesday is when I rest. This is Boss Barrel Radio. I'm Griff Hoffman, and John Stanhope is with me as always.
Yo.
Jonathan, how are you?
All
right. Nice.
I think Billy's starting to get to my eye.
Stop rubbing him. Stop touching him.
It feels good when I do it.
Don't do it.
When I rub it.
Don't rub it. The Catholic Church would say,
don't rub it ever. Don't even touch it.
Check. I'm going to check this here right now.
Cheaty check.
Wine.
Yeah, now your hand's not it. Nope.
Now it's on. Now it's off. Now it's on.
No. Well.
It's on.
Okay, your hand is
now
on.
It's off.
But the sound
now
is.
Now it's on.
It's.
Now it's on. But it's on. It's off. Burger Rain.
Burger Rain. It's like chocolate rain, but
I'm burgers. Just gonna. I'm tired of holding that thing already. Right, so,
God, you barely even held it.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a new cable, even if I have to get like a 60-footer. But
60-footer, sure.
Or maybe I'll just Amazon Prime it.
Yeah, buddy.
Since I have that feature now.
Oh man, already bad decisions. Like day Whatever. One of having Amazon Prime, and I'm already like, just buy this and that. Oh shit,
so good. Amazon
bucks.
Prime is great.
$30 just squandered.
It's not squandered. Invested.
Great. At least I paid you for it, so
yeah, that's
I don't
great.
Have to feel obligated to
you. As my brother, we are family, and we should be on Amazon Prime together.
Yeah.
Still got to do my taxes.
Oh man, fuck that! I'm not doing those.
Yeah. Who was I talking to the other day that says they haven't done taxes in a really long time?
Do they just send somebody to talk to you at some point?
I don't know, but like there's commercials on TV where it's like, do you need to refinance after not paying taxes for 9 years?
Yeah,
is
right?
the government coming after you? I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah, how do you? Well, I know how you do it. You just don't.
How do they? How do you not get contacted?
Well, right. How are they that lazy that they just don't go, hey, you know, you owe us a lot of money.
Yeah.
And
we need that money.
We want that, you know, for the deficit and stuff.
Yep.
Yep. Griffy, you play anything at all?
Tales of Graces.
Oh, that's right.
F.
Is that what it's called?
Function. F. It's Tales of Graces F.
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 It's like Tales the P.F. Graces. Chang. Like, what does the PF stand for?
Polynesian food.
Panda fuckers, Changs.
Partially frozen Chang.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. People.
Pond fire Chang.
People fun.
People fun.
Powdered fruit.
Uh-huh.
Chang.
Pureed French fry.
Patrick.
Changs.
Patrick Fellow Chang.
Yeah, see. It's, could be,
physician.
Could be, could be anything. You don't
PF,
know.
That's a, no, that's no. a doctoral. That's like a PhD, right?
It's like TGI. Chang? TGI Friday. I don't, that TGI
thank goodness
could be
it's Friday.
Oh. Yeah, it could be that.
Duh.
Could be that.
It's TGI. Like, thank goodness, or thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, it could also be Turkey Gourd Indian Friday.
Z. Oh, yeah. From Robin Caruso, uh-huh. The classic. Yep.
Yep.
Definitely inspired
yep.
by.
Yep.
Yes.
That. Perfect.
That's what it is. Not really much to talk about.
Right.
Tales of Grace.
Yeah, how is that? You tell me that you have to wade through it for about 5 hours before it
gets good.
Fruit comes to bear.
Well, it's the Tales series.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, Tales of Vesperia from the get-go.
Like I said, as soon as I started playing that, it just makes me want to go play more of Tales of Tales of Vesperia, because I never finished it.
I'm glad I told you to play that game.
I wish I had finished it, but it's hard.
I never finished it either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan's the only one that finished it?
Because Ryan's a completionist.
I would love to finish it. I just forgot what was happening.
I always get to the point where Raven reveals himself to be that lieutenant or officer of some point. Am I spoiling things for you?
No, I don't know what any of those words mean.
Okay, great. It's not a big reveal either. The game's very lame about plot twists.
Probably.
This is going to be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's a lot of foreshadowing where they're like, she may be magic. She doesn't meet the R-Man.
He's not who he says he is.
What?
Because he looks exactly like this other guy.
But he can't be the same because he acts different. He went to jail.
It's called acting.
An actor. I'm an actor.
I deliver lines perfectly.
It's
called method acting.
Played about 8 hours or so of Tales of Graces and got to the what you would call the adult stage, where you're no longer the children.
What? It's like you're evolving.
Kind of.
Your Pikachu turned into
Imagine anime, where it's a story about kids and their delightful kid adventures with, you know, nativity and youngness and friendship and a disregard for parental supervision and the worst parenting.
JRPGs at its finest.
So then it takes that and it's like, you know what people love about anime? You know what people who suck love about anime?
Oh, faces?
No, I was going to say, besides panty service,
Okay.
I was going to say, seeing young people turn into old people or youths turn into adults.
Yeah.
So this game does that, where it's like you play a long time with these kids and you get attached to them, but then now you're an adult and things change. And
Does it do like that, like intermission and then 10 years later?
Yeah.
What?
It does.
Oh my God.
It does do that. So you take this leap forward.
You buy this game?
No. Okay. No, I haven't bought it. I thought about it because it's pretty good. Okay. And if I were to buy
Amazon Prime
Street Fighter, Cross Tekken, or Tales of Graces, I would probably buy Tales of Graces.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Tekken or Street Fighter, Cross Tekken, not holding your...
Not really holding my attention. But the 1,000 or 100 Akuma battle, I was telling you about that, right?
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
I finished this Steve Fox and like, you finish the game... And then it cuts to black and just text. And it's like, Steve Fox was in Antarctica, where he fled from the 100 Akuma battle, only to return years later after owning the pro boxing ring to seek revenge and pride by defeating the 100 Akuma Strike Force, or whatever they call it.
What the?
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, God.
Also, it only gives you the ending screen for whatever character you pick first.
Okay, so you can't, like, switch over. Like, you can play as Steve...
So I played as, like, a boxer duo. I played as Steve Fox and Balrog.
Sure.
And Steve Fox is a freaking awesome character in that game. Like, one of the most interesting... If you were to add somebody to Street Fighter, you should add Steve Fox. Because the way they designed him is the most interesting character I've played with in a long time. Like, a lot of cool sways. He's got... sway dashes. He's got a lot of moves that he can do out of sways, and then like sways being if there's a projectile or an attack or something that's on a straight path, like he can dodge out of the way. And then he's got like a couple like multi-hit attacks, and then a couple like charging throws that are really cool. He's a great character.
Throws? How do you...
Like he, not like a hold to charge, but like he dashes forward and then catches the player and hits them for damage.
I see. Sure. Like, I catch.
Like a dash and then grab.
Yeah, sure.
Not a charge. Not like a hold throw to. Yes. Yeah. Not like a charge to, like hold button to throw harder.
Sure.
But it was pretty cool. But I like Tales of Graces. It does a good job of keeping me interested.
Is it? It's not. Turnstile RPG,
it's tales that open
like we run across the screen and hit things thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
It
which is actually
really good.
It's engaging.
Yeah.
But it's still very RPG.
The battles are a lot faster than Vesperia. Sure. Like, things go by a lot faster. It's also a lot more... It's a lot deeper. Like, the battle system is a lot deeper with having enemies that have certain types and certain attacks that have certain attributes that are stronger or stun or things like that. And then all the systems in the game, like using the magic or using like this synthesize, which they call dualize, is explained a lot better. The tutorial side of the game is a lot better than what has been presented in Vesperia, where they're just going to like go and maybe you'll find all these different things in the menu after a while. But in Vesperia, it does a really good job of giving you like a short paragraph on what everything means. So I really like that.
Okay.
Cool characters.
Yeah.
Good action.
Do they still do that same Tails thing where it's like periodically while your journey?
But they do it a lot better because now it's not just like it's positional. So okay. If you're standing in a certain area, it'll come up. Whereas before it was timing based. So if you had this party for a while and you were walking around and it might flash up a thing and you could lose it and never have the skit again. Yeah. But now the skits are like situationally. So it's like you talk to a person and then you go stand by them and it'll flash with a skit where it's like what your party was thinking of. The only real bad thing about the game is the only two things is the first thing is the depth to the combat system seems just way too much for me. Like the chains, the combos. Now your character can switch between using sword techniques and then hilt techniques. So you're doing like arts and then beta arts.
Ugh.
And then you can also switch between using a bladed, like if you press one different command button, you use the blade. And then if you do another command button, you use punches, kicks, and the hilt of the sword.
Okay.
So it makes for really crazy combos you can do, but it's still running on like the meter, and then you still have to like dodge and parry. And
so it's almost putting too much stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. Sure. Like, I feel like if I just went through it and disregard that, I'd be okay. But it's a lot there. Cool. Kind of intimidating. Like, I'm worried, like, if I play the game, keep going, like, am I not going to be able to stay up with it? Is there going to be too much? And I'll never really beat anything because I'm not doing enough combos or whatnot.
Yeah. You're kind of getting me interested to play it. I mean,
I think it's really fun.
Syndicate's next on my chopping block. It's coming out. I'm a little behind the eight ball on that one. But
you can do Syndicate pretty fast.
Yeah, okay. That's what I seem to understand. So that's
short game.
That's not a long game.
Yeah. And then the other thing that's kind of a bummer about it is just how generic the anime characters are. It's like, this guy's a leader and he doesn't like authority, but everybody likes him because he's so gutsy.
Sure.
And then it's like, oh, this is the girl with amnesia. What's her story? And it's like, this is the sick girl who's not a sick girl anymore. It's like, this is the guy who is in a place of power, but he's too young to understand the responsibilities of power. So he's just a rebel. And then, they're like, oh, this person, he's the smart one that gets, put down because all he cares about is books and learning. And you're like,
yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this
kind
before.
Of fit a lot of those people into Vesperia.
A stereotype.
Yeah.
Very much a stereotype.
Thought I saw that Tales of Abyss or Tales of the Abyss is coming to 3DS.
I don't know.
I think.
Sure.
I think it's coming to some sort of handheld or.
Oh, I've got the Metal Gear Solid 3DS demo downloaded.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't played it yet. Yeah. I got to check out. They updated the Ambassador things too, and I have to go check them out. Yeah.
Get excited.
Yeah. Like some of the. Like, does that mean now Metroid has a save state?
Oh, that would be cool.
I gotta check it out. I downloaded the updates, but I haven't played them. We talked about Journey last time.
Yeah.
Whatever the last time was.
I haven't touched that yet.
Played Bushido Blade and Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 for videos.
Do we have video up on the site now?
Bushido Blade is up.
Okay.
But Tony Hawk, that'll probably be next week. I'll put that up.
Okay.
And then I still got a couple others. I got to do Vanguard Bandits next, which... I've beat that game twice, but I still can't remember how it ends or any of the middle. I remember how it ends, but I can't remember the middle section of the game.
All this talk of old games, I just kind of want to go back and play Skies of Arcadia.
Yeah.
It's good. You never finished it.
I never really got anywhere in it.
Yeah. It's good, dude. I'm just really
wondering, do I have a memory card for my GameCube?
I have extra ones. I have like a dozen just hanging around somewhere.
You have a dozen? Well, you have 12 memory cards?
Maybe it's more like four, but it's only a third of a dozen, but still it's more than any person should have.
Yeah. Midget dozen?
They've got like, somewhere between three and five. Which would be four.
Well, because I bought a bunch of games recently.
So do you need really memory cards? Games. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm going to need a GameCube memory card because I was inspired by Game Informer's Replay Showdown or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah.
Like this really awesome idea that I'd love to emulate sometime. But one of the games they threw into the mix was this game called Gotcha Force for the GameCube, which I'd never heard of.
That doesn't sound familiar to me either.
Totally under the radar. But it's the premise is like it's a mech, kind of mech based. It's like mech beat Pokemon, mech meets Pokemon, meets Katamari. So you are doing these kind of like Gundam style battles where you've got a mech versus a mech, and there's a bunch of different kind of like robot types, and they're toys who belong to children, and you're playing in like a playground or a park or under a table or something like that, and then it's there's a bunch of them to collect. You can collect a bunch of different Pokemon or Gacha Force characters.
Okay, Gatchamon.
Yeah, Gatchamon, and it has the worst story in the entire. Gatchamon. I played it for about an hour. It has the worst story in the entire world and the worst voice acting ever. It is abysmal. But it's so good. Playing the game is so much fun.
It's like my addiction with Escape from New York. It's really bad, but
no, because the actual gameplay of it is awesome. Oh, like actually playing as the robot dudes flying around, shooting
the actual
things.
Watching of Escape from New York is pretty awesome. Every time I see Isaac Hayes, I just get a little excited.
But Gacha Force is like the. Everything that makes that video game is terrible except for the battles, which are done really well.
Okay.
And, yeah. So I guess, yeah, it's a really good game. So I need a memory card to save my progress on that. Oh, excuse me. What was the other thing? I got Final Fantasy Mystic Quest.
Oh, I never played that.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. Is that worth a damn to you?
I really like Mystic Quest. I'm not in the majority on that decision.
No,
but,
you're not. My understanding is it's not very good.
No, it's not. But I like it, and I would hope to finish it at some point. I started playing it. Gene loaned me Secret of Mana.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah,
you and that. Bart Simpson's Nightmare. And then I also bought. That's in the middle there, right?
Yeah, it's yeah.
It looks a little bit off.
So does yours.
Okay. I bought Bushido Blade, obviously.
And Bushido, it's making me think of did you ever play Samurai Musashi?
Yeah, I did. I want to play more of it.
Did you play the old one and the new one?
I played the one for PlayStation.
Okay.
Brave Fencer Musashi?
Yeah, Brave Fencer Musashi. Did you play also...
No.
Samurai Musashi?
Uh-uh.
Because Samurai Musashi is for PlayStation 2, and it is... It's good, but not incredible. Okay. Playing the game is more fun than anything else in that game.
All right. Fair
enough.
The
voice acting is terrible.
Yeah.
And it is a sequel to Brave Fencer Musashi, but it isn't.
Okay.
You could almost say that those two games take place at the same time, Or at least you could make that argument, and no one would really have a good reason to say that that's not the case. But at the same time, you could also say that they have nothing to do with each other. It's just really weird.
So it's like Final Fantasy, where it's like everything could exist in the same crystal universe, but it might also not exist.
Well, the main character, it's alluded that the main character is the same person in both games.
Well, but, because Brave Friends from Musashi is the story of like the Japanese swordsman,
right,
Musashi before he grew up, but then very heavily artistic license,
right,
because he fights with like beach balls and umbrellas and,
right,
bowling balls and canes. And
then Samurai Musashi is... The game begins with, like, there's, like, a princess or something in peril, and they call forth the legendary swordsman Musashi to save her. And he's, like, I don't remember if he's called for through time or dimensions or what. So, I mean, you could... It's supposed to be the same person, but it's done in a very... I mean, this is a Square game. Just like the first one was.
Really?
Yeah. But it's done in such a Kingdom Hearts art style that it's so different from the first one when it was Squaresoft. It, I don't know. It's not bad, but it's by no means is it good either.
Well, I really want to play Brave Friends with Musashi. Because I've heard it's one of those hidden gems like Klonoa goes under the radar because it was bundled with like the Final Fantasy whatever demo.
Final Fantasy 8.
8 demo.
Or, no.
I thought it was 7 demo.
Pretty sure it's 8. You buy 8 and you get a demo for Musashi.
No. It's the game and you get a demo with Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it might be.
Brave Friends for Musashi and you get a demo for a Final Fantasy.
I know I used to own a copy of Brave Fencer.
But I want to play that one. I can't remember what the last thing I bought was, though. I got NFL Blitz. Hunter and I are going to play that together.
Blitz 99?
Blitz. Oh. NFL Blitz.
Light. Okay, so.
The first Blitz.
All right.
The one that I remember playing. They didn't have Blitz 99.
Man, that's going to be good.
It's like a dollar.
Man, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Just wrecking fools.
Well, I used my Amazon Prime to buy another N64 controller.
Oh, shit.
And then as soon as I get that.
Oh, you're playing on 64? Now I get my,
yeah, what else am I going to play on?
PS1?
No, what am I, crazy?
Yeah.
No.
No, that's, yeah.
Blitz on a PS1? Get out of here.
Absolutely.
No
way. That's all
no.
I ever play that on.
Uh-uh.
No, playing anything on an N64 other than Gauntlet Legends is just
no,
ridiculous.
N64. Oh, no way, man. It's so good.
Gauntlet Legends. Let's do this. I will play that with you all
day. I don't
want
to play Gauntlet Legends. Oh,
man. So good. Boring. So good.
It's so boring.
Ah, just running through... Punch that demon in the face. Kill that giant yeti. So good.
We'll play NFL Blitz for video as soon as I get the other controller. Because I have my S-Video cable for the every Nintendo system now.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome. So it's beautiful.
What else are they? I don't know. Good old games. Man.
I mean, this whole game.
All right, right. But... Do Vagrant Story when you do that.
Yeah, I do a Vagrant Story. I always look at Legend of Dragoon 2 because I've never played it.
Don't.
Like, I'll spend maybe an hour playing
it. You've never played it?
Nope.
Prepare yourself for a bad game.
And then I started thinking, you know what I should do?
Yeah.
I should play through all of Dino Crisis.
Yeah, I was thinking about that last week. Like, a lot, actually.
Flip a coin and see which Dino Crisis to play through. Because I have the guide for Dino Crisis something. And I have the game Dino Crisis something.
I don't know if it's one, two, or three,
but I have
the guide. I don't know that I would touch two.
I own the guide and the game, but I don't know
which
one. I will
only play three in the ironic sense that I understand that it is so bad.
Dinosaurs in space!
That's the only way I'll play that. That is why. But Dino Crisis 1 was all right. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Resident Evil with dinosaurs.
Yeah. Did you play Raccoon City at all? No. Operation Raccoon City?
No. Nothing about that is really... I feel like even Resident Evil 6 doesn't appeal to me at this point either.
Yeah. 6 appeals to me.
Yeah.
Gets my loins
yeah.
ablaze. I look at them like, oh, Leon Scott Kennedy.
Where's Six supposed to take place?
Leon Scott Kennedy. 2013.
No, not when. Where?
In on at the globe. 2013.
Oh, okay.
The president's, the Oval Office.
Sure.
China.
Yeah, okay. That
and,
I was like somewhere in Eurasia.
The United States. Or no, sorry. It's China and then like another small town, Americana, oh, just like sure. Raccoon City.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And then maybe the European bloc somewhere for the other dude. Because Chris is supposed to be in China. Leon's in America in another like small America. Town. Yeah. And then... yeah.
But what if he dies in Raccoon City?
I've heard things about that. And even though you can decide to reset the canon, it doesn't reset the canon.
Yeah, that's what
I did. You listen to the 8.4?
Yeah. No, not 8.4. This is on...
They blow that wide open.
Yeah, it's on Game Informer. Like,
oh, yeah, Game Informer, yeah.
You could just straight up choose to just execute him, but
still
then
there.
It doesn't even do anything.
Yeah.
It's like, great, I could try, but no. Bullets just bounce right off his eyeballs.
Yeah, it's off his leather jacket.
Yep.
That thing's so awesome.
It came from the planet he was born on.
I'm really interested in playing Kid Icarus Uprising.
Maybe that's all
because
right.
I've heard it's really bad and uncontrollable. But then I also hear it's like the best kind of Japanese game where it's a million collectibles, so much depth of information, and just like really fun. But then like it controls like dog poop.
That's my understanding
dog
as well.
Dog poop. Burger Rain.
I don't really have anything. I finally got rid of SSX. I'm all SXX'd out.
You're all sexed out.
Sexed out.
Sex. This is the.
Finished Mass Effect 3. It's not as bad as everybody makes it out to be. I don't think anyway.
It is. It's really bad.
I don't think it's an atrocious event, but it could be better.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't really
How do you feel about the controversy of like these people take back Mass Effect 3? What's your stance on this? Apathetic?
I guess
video games.
Yeah, I can video games. It's I don't know. I feel like if they were to remake that ending, it would be like for them to remake that ending and make people happy about remaking that ending, it would have to be drastically different. And I think it would be interesting that they did it, but I really wouldn't care. But at the same time, if they don't change it, I also wouldn't really care.
So my solution would be cut out the middle. Cut out the decisions and cut out the...
The kid.
I don't care about the kid. Well, yeah, cut that.
Yeah, you do.
Twist that into something that creates resolution without a choice.
I'm saying you just... Okay, for me to be happy, Shepard just dies and nothing is resolved.
Right, so what I'm trying to say is, without saying it...
Sorry.
The decisions you make don't exist. You don't make a decision. And then the thing that... The kid, as you like to say, is...
it's not even really.
It can be there if it's used effectively, but then it's used in a different vein than what it was used, I think. And then the end needs to just be cut off completely.
Yeah.
Like, it's cut to black. Like, it's Soprano-style ending of, like, snap, done. This is the story of Mass Effect.
Yeah.
The world goes on, but... Everything that you know is different now. I think people will hate that even more, though, because then it's like you're taking the endings, the information that we had away from us.
Well, that's going to happen no matter what. Like, this is supposed to be a trilogy, and the trilogy is done, so those decisions have happened.
Well, the
more interesting thing would be is import your saves from Mass Effect 3 into... Mass Effect
Kart Racer
Mass Effect colon whatever game they were going.
Reaper Uprising.
Like, well, sure, whatever. Like Mass Effect Solarian Uprising. Or, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Oh, you want whatever more after Mass Effect?
Well, you know, because I think they make it really clear that they have so much room in that fiction to do other Mass Effect games that have nothing to do with
Mass Effect proper. I don't want any more Mass Effect games, though.
They can do other things that do not involve Shepard.
I'm not interested.
I will totally play Mass Effect Rising. Mass Effect Rising, where I play as Kolyak, which would be great because that's that same.
I can't be a bio. I can't, because if there was another game, it would have to be a BioWare
dynamic
style Mass Effect game, right? Or otherwise, you're just shoehorning Mass Effect onto another series, and that wouldn't be interesting.
Yeah.
So if it's another BioWare game, it also isn't going to be interesting because they've already done everything that they could with the series.
Right.
So I think you're going to lose.
They put out Mass Effect Risk.
Well, that would be kind of cool. But that's what already was in the game, and people hated that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm done with the Mass Effect universe. I had my fill of it. It was good. It was really, I don't want prequels. I don't want the after story of certain characters. I don't want to play like Mass Effect 3.1, the Krogan revival. I don't want to do that. I just want it to end. Just cut it off there. That's the story.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I don't know. I like you, am not really interested in the nonsensical conversations about all that stuff. It just seems boring at this point. I don't know why it's necessary to complain. If the game didn't end the way that you really thought it should have, then whatever. Just deal with it.
People
used to do like over 10 years ago. If a video game ended shitty and you didn't like it, then maybe that's the last time I spend money with that developer.
Right. That is the go-to answer. If you are so upset with this decision, then put your money where your mouth is and don't buy the DLC.
Yeah.
Don't buy the products that are put out from that company in the future.
Yeah.
Don't beg for a change.
Yeah.
But I also understand, I don't like the argument that people are saying where they're like, you know, you can't change the story of the game. That doesn't make any sense. But like, you can't patch the story out of a game. Why can't you? You can patch the controls. You can patch the content. You can patch pretty much any part of the game except for the story. This would be the first time. I mean, even the Bethesda thing, like, patching the story there, I think, was a bad decision. I didn't like the ending that was grafted onto it. I liked it as it was.
Yeah.
I think that to say you can't change the story of a game in a patch because it ruins the artistic merit of the game. But it's like, well, what about the controls of the game? So, like, are you telling me that every game that didn't like every, so we take 007 GoldenEye and patch that to have dual stick controls? That's happened already.
Acceptable.
And that game does extremely well because of that decision. Mm-hmm. No, that's bullcrap. You can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can patch a story just as much as you can patch controls.
Yeah, you can. You can.
But it's never been done.
Well
it's been done, but
Fallout 3, they,
right, it's been done extremely rarely.
Right. The only other thing, I started playing Mass Effect 3 for Xbox 360.
Oh yeah, how does it connect?
It's good. It's unnecessary for the most part. The only part of it that I find really good is just the verbal commands for combat.
I was thinking it may work really well if you're playing on the hardest difficulty.
Could be. Yeah, because then you have more.
You need more of the support.
Yeah, you need. Yeah, that's definitely true, because playing on medium, I just started to auto level all of them and did not care because they are.
They get a free respec for them at once.
Yeah, and they're really good at taking care of business. Like, yeah. I don't need to babysit them. But, you know, starting to play that with the Kinect, I can just tell my squad mates exactly what to do and don't have to pull up that wheel, and they just do it. And it's actually, it's kind of fun. Kind of fun to just, like, feel like you are actually telling that teammate what to do.
Open door.
Yeah. Well, that's the downer of it. It's like, you can walk up to a door and you could say open and it will open the door, or you could just push A. A works a lot faster.
Right.
Because it's just the button.
Yeah.
And then it's the also the odd chance that open may or may not get registered by the Kinect.
Exit game.
Yeah. I don't know.
Without saving.
I see. It seems to be the case that in combat, maybe my voice is just elevated because I'm excited about the combat. I have less problems getting my squad mates to do exactly what I want them to do in combat than me just investigating a data pad. Huh. But it's whatever. It's
less fine. Of a problem in combat.
Less of
more?
A problem in combat than I do out of combat.
Oh, okay.
So that's good. At least I don't know. That's,
or, well, probably it's the abilities that and names you're using in combat are more particular than open or read.
Could be.
Whereas you have like concussive shot.
Yeah.
Is a lot more specific.
I also realized oddly partway through playing the section I was playing of it, I was saying a command wrong and it was still working.
Oh, really?
Like I opened up the wheel and saw that, oh,
Falcon wow. Punch.
Well, I was saying concussive blast the whole time, and Ashley would do it every time.
Ashley, that's because she's an idiot.
Well, I just thought it was funny. I was like, oh, it says right there I should say concussive shot, but apparently it just picks up on the concussive part because I'm saying concussive blast. It's concussive blast that dude in the face, and still does it every time. So I go for it. The only thing I didn't try is if you have a squad mate that, say, has completely different abilities from other squad mates, you don't even have to say their name. You can just say concussive shot or singularity.
Nice.
And they'll just do it. But if they have overlapping abilities, you have to say who you want to do it.
Right.
Or they might both do it. I don't know. I didn't test it. That would be unfortunate.
Yes. You're going here soon, don't you?
Yeah, pretty soon. I got to go watch The Hunger Games.
Nice.
I know.
Enjoy that film.
Finish that game, or finish that
finish
book.
The games.
Finish the book the other day. What was it? Sunday. I finished it Sunday.
Yeah. Enjoyed it. It's a good book.
It's good.
It's a really good book.
I'm already started my way onto
Catching Fire.
Just like a few pages in, so nothing too great or grand.
I think the second book's the best.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what you told me. So, yeah, this is how most trilogies work. Like, the first one's really good. The second one, really, really good. The third one's, is that like? So.
We'll talk. Finish the series, and we'll talk.
All right, we'll talk. We'll have talks.
Hunger chat.
All right, hunger chat. Good.
Yeah, so
I don't know.
There's no news. Nothing. Yes. Zero.
GameStop's not taking GameCube games.
Yep.
Whoop-dee.
After April,
yeah,
it's about done.
GameCube's been out
so
for
bring him to me.
Over a decade now, right?
Bring your GameStop pair or your GameCube paraphernalia
GameCube,
to me.
God, GameCube came out in like
2000.
It can't be 2000.
Yeah, it did. Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, all right.
Say 2002?
Three? I don't know. After the year 2000, I base everything around 9/11, and I feel like it had to be 2000.
3 years? 2 years?
Maybe it could have been 2002. Oh, that's so weird.
I don't know. Look on your phone. When did it come out?
Fact checking.
Because N64 came out in what, 96? Streamcast was out in 1999.
N64 was 2006.
PlayStation was out in 96.
I feel like in the 90s, I also based all of my like chronology around Final Fantasy VII, which came out in 1997. So N64 came out a year before that. That would make sense, right? Question mark.
I thought PlayStation came out before N64.
Yeah, it did.
PlayStation was out in, what, 1995?
Yeah. That makes sense. PlayStation, like the original PlayStation, PSX. Yeah.
PlayStation.
Play.
The PlayStation.
PlayStation.
The N64 was, yeah, 1990. So, wait. And I was 86, 10 years. Yeah, it could be 86 or 87 for N64. And then Dreamcast was 1999. PlayStation 2 was 2000 and even or 2001? 2000-odd or 2001?
Dude, I have no idea.
And then GameCube was after PlayStation 2, right? Putting that at 2002 or 3. And GameCube or Xbox was somewhere in the middle of that. Come on,
dude. The hurry only, up.
I can't.
Well, it's just there's nothing.
Nobody knows.
The internet is failing me.
Nobody knows when the GameCube came out.
The internet is really failing me right now, and it's sad.
I used to have this. I need to remake it, but I had this document on my phone or my iPad or iPod that was
2001.
Okay, 2001. Great.
So it.
I had this document on my phone that was
so weird.
From my birth time to present, with every year, but. Also, like, that date of year, like you know, January to December of 2001, and then the time I was in school, like, it'd be, like, ninth grade, you know, October, August to December. And then I would have significant video game releases. So it'd be, like, in this year, the PlayStation okay. 2 came out, and
so, like,
these
the year I was born, like,
these significant games came out. Yeah, like, it would have this timeline.
Legend of Zelda.
This great timeline. I need to remake it.
That sounds great.
It was very
like a
helpful.
Fun project.
It's really helpful because I'm like, then I can contextualize everything and things make sense. A couple years, Final Fantasy Tactics was in 1997, and
Tactics then, was in 7.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Maybe 8.
I know Final Fantasy 7 was in 1997.
1997, 1998. Based on my time with this old game project, I'm realizing that a lot of great PlayStation era games came out in 97, 98.
Late 90s, yeah.
Japan, 97. US, 98.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk is a really good game.
Yeah. When was that? 96, 97, 98?
It was 98.
98 was a good year for video games.
I forget. Yeah, I'll have to look. You watch the video.
All
right. Yeah. But you got to get going here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty quick.
So there's nothing else to talk about.
It's
so.
A slow week.
Yes, it is. And honestly, it's going to be slow for a while, too.
Yeah.
Next month is doesn't
May
really have anything going on.
When we start picking up again. Ish.
Yeah. Ish. Yes. So let's call it here. This has been Boss Barrel Radio. Griff Hoffman and John Stanhope. For BossBarrel.com. On this episode of Boss Barrel Radio, episode 66, we'll see you next time I record. and check out the website for the news and features and reviews and everything. We'll have some more coming up in the future. Thanks very much. Bye.
Peace.